name, which is identical with Krishna, will only appear on the tongue and in the heart of the devotee when the devotee chants with an understanding of sambandha. Sambandha means connection. You need to chant, in other words, while thinking about your connection with Krishna. Or to make it a little bit more simpler, you should actually connect to the person whose name you are chanting. In this way, a relationship or a connection is established. If your chanting is only lip deep, no? Only your lip muscles move. I heard there are 213 lip muscles. Imagine. 213 lip muscles. If this is all what is going on, you will only have the shadow of Krishna, the shadow of the holy name. Only at that moment where you chant heart deep with your heart, then you can get the real name. What does it mean to chant with the heart? It means to chant with devotional feelings. I would like to give you an example. Prabhupada wrote this article on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I think many of you have either read it or heard the recording where Prabhupada reads this article. No? And there Prabhupada says the chanting must be done like the genuine means real, genuin in Deutsch, like a genuine cry of the child for the mother. Then immediately Krishna responds. And I would like to give you an answer, an example. Imagine the child is there and is engaged with his toys, playing. And in the midst of his play, he says, "Mother." Mother is cooking. The child plays, blah, blah, blah. And he makes the child noise. And the mother knows, "Oh, let me continue to cook." But now imagine a second scenario. The child does not chant lip deep with his 213 lip muscles, but he chants heart deep in a feeling of relationship, in a feeling of need. It goes like, maybe you have to protect your ears now. "Mother!" Ooh, the mother knows, now my child needs me. And she drops everything else she's doing, including her cooking pot, and comes before the child. In the first scenario, the child was saying, "Mother," but nothing happened. See how she runs? She knows, this is now my time. I have to take care. This is, I have studied this for 1 year with Tulsi Priya, so it was not absolutely spontaneous, but the child was doing its role very nicely. The child was busy playing there. No, nothing was there. But the moment the child was connecting to Tulsi Priya, the mother, and went like, whatever it is, no? Tulsi Priya came running. This is the same with Krishna. You must connect with Krishna while you chant. Please don't make it a Hatha Yoga lip service. Think about your relationship with Krishna. Even if it's not very good, like some of you have dropped their practices and are not so much thinking of Krishna, and then express to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I'm a little inactive in my relationship to you at the moment, but I sincerely now call out to you amongst the devotees. And at that moment, my dear devotees, when you chant with Sambandha, then you will connect with Krishna. Krishna will come. Why do we call this Naam Yajna? Well, in the Naam Yajna, a sacrifice was made. In a traditional Yajna, a sacrifice is made, and at the end, the Yajna Purusha, the personality who was addressed in the Yajna, appeared and fulfilled the requests and desires of the people who came to the Yajna. So, in the same way, we chant, we sacrifice our time, our energy, we don't do anything else, we have switched out our mobile phones, and we are 100% there, or we are 90% there, or we are 80% there, or we are 50% there. Whatever you can do at the present moment, be there in some ways. And then, Hare Krishna, and then Krishna will for sure appear. I wish you a very, very good Naam Yajna. I again want to say, those of you who have children, wonderful, you made it, you got a child, but when you see that your child needs your attention and gets restless, please, it shouldn't be that a sannyasi reminds you what is the duty of a mother or a father. Take care of the children in the children room, where you can do everything, including breastfeeding and everything in peace and so on. But let us have a very peaceful atmosphere here. I also want to suggest that maybe there's one devotee throughout, or have you thought about this, who takes care that if there are needs in the audience, the devotees will take care or will seat you where you need to be seated. You know, maybe somebody, a Bhagavanandini, nods with their head. This, it's already arranged. Good. Should we start? Yes. Oh, no. Try to be present, huh? Try to be with us. Best is 100%.